This isn't a sound you hear very much in pop music these days. The band is called Twin Danger, and that mood is created by saxophonist Stuart Matthewman. If it feels familiar, it's because he co-wrote many of the biggest hits for Chardet. Matthewman's latest singer is the daughter of jazz piano great Paul Bley. This is Vanessa Bley.
So the story goes from the city walls as it has been told. Let me try to find a little time. And if you don't know, you soon will see. Nothing comes for free.
Don't be fooled by the smoothness. On stage, there's a party going on. Vanessa Bley explains the name of the band, Twin Danger.
In Manhattan, I'd go to this bar near 21st and Park, and around 6 o'clock, all these businessmen would come in suits, and they'd go into the basement, and about an hour later, come up in total drag, and have like this epic party. And I thought, wow, that's a cool, you know, kind of alter ego split personality. That's the secret, you know, is maybe to the outside world, or maybe not, but it certainly displays this idea of having two sides to yourself. And they were celebrating it, which I applaud.
So I've noticed people seem to like coming up with clever ways of describing Twin Danger, of describing this music. What are some of your favorites?
Oh, people have said that we sounded like, was it David Lynch in Taxi Driver or something? If David Lynch had made Taxi Driver, just, you know, the soundtrack for that.
It evokes something kind of noir and surreal, but people seem to turn to movies to describe this music.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because when we kind of first met up, we were more looking at, we were really interested in different photographers. We didn't really sit down and listen to any jazz records and go, oh, we should do something like that. We were more watching things and looking at things and coming up with our own soundtrack for it.
But we did have an understanding of similar loves of a lot of different types of music and genres.
I think probably the best song maybe to get into this album with is Just because that was the meeting moment for the two of you, right?
It's when we've found that we could write a song together. Mm-hmm. I was obviously, you know, with Sade at the time doing an album, and I just had some quirky chords that I was working on that I didn't think were suitable for a song necessarily, just interesting chords. And I sent them to Vanessa, and she came back with this amazing, beautiful song over the top of it.
There's a charm, there's a mystery, a little sense of uncertainty. Just because.
Vanessa, did the chords seem bizarre to you when you saw them?
I like a good challenge, I think. And the fact that Stuart said in the email something like, you know, I doubt you could do anything over this, but I was like, okay, here's my shot.
When we did Just Because, that first song, and, you know, it was the unusual chords, and it just the sounds I had, like I was kind of going through some sounds, and I had like a jazz drum loop that was just brushes, and it just fitted really nicely in the background, and then I thought, oh, it'd be nice with an upright bass sound, so I kind of had a sample of that on a keyboard. And then, and that same loop worked over the second song we were doing. and we were just writing songs using the same loop. We thought, oh, we really should get players in. And so we found, this guy, Joe Bonadio, you know, just old, you know, just great jazz players to play it properly.
And I recall the thrill of it all. Such a shame, loving you.
And when you guys talk about sharing certain musical tastes in common, it wasn't solely a taste in noirish jazz.
No.
Songs.
No, we love, we realize we both love like Black Sabbath
or Clash.
Hawkwind and Al Green. You know, just real, but we both realize odd harmonies, so we were listening to like Gil Evans, and then we started listening, and then Arvo Pärt.
Modern classical composer.
Yeah, but kind of we both realised that we like really close harmonies, so when we were doing the songs, like Vanessa would, you know, have the main melody, then she'd do a harmony, then another one, she'd build up these amazing kind of soundscapes of harmonies.
When you actually perform the songs, you know, when you're doing them for an audience, are you doing characters? Are you in character?
Yeah, I think on stage we definitely perform. It's definitely a character there. But I think you'd get that from Billie Holiday or Frank Sinatra. Hmm. They were like a character on stage. You know, Vanessa's definitely that style of you're not going to take your eyes off her.
But Vanessa, tell me about your character. Who are you in Twin Danger?
It's been evolving more and more into this state of total freedom. I think when I first started off, I was sort of overthinking it a bit because, you know, the style was very different from what I had been working on, and yet it felt so natural. So when I started performing, when we actually took it to the stage, you know, I was like pretending to be this specific vibe, and that ultimately was dishonest. And really quickly, I sort of learned that I needed to just let go. And
I think watching Vanessa on stage, she's become kind of more extreme, so she's more confrontational with the audience than she might have been with the rock band.
She
jumps totally in the audience and dances with people.
Yeah, we played.
But then can be totally glamorous at the same time, so it's these two extremes.
Yeah, I mean, we played New Blues 13th anniversary the other night, and a lot of people said the same words afterwards, that it was such a punk rock show.
it's basically, very often you play in these little clubs, and people won't come and stand right at the front. They're kind of a bit too cool, so they stand away from the stage a bit. So for Nessa, that just means, my stage is a bit bigger. So she just goes to them, and it's great.
So this is punk music that swings, huh? Pleasantly caving in. That's Vanessa Blay. She and Stuart Matthewman lead the band Twin Danger. Their self-titled debut album comes out on Tuesday. Vanessa and Stuart, it was a real pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.